I've got muddy dogs. It's been a crazy morning. Oh my God. Just crazy. My rug is everything's destroyed back here. Rug is destroyed. There's mud everywhere. Good morning. Good morning.
But you know what's not destroyed is your beautiful complexion.
Oh, thank you. I owe it all to Jenny Self.
Well, Jenny and it's Self. So, you know, Morgan, our friend Morgan in Florida, she finally broke down. We broke Morgan.
We will break you.
And she posted in the insiders yesterday that she finally broke down and got the most popular package from Genucell. Let me just share with you some of the responses to her saying, you know, I bought it and I hope it works. Natalie from Arizona said, I have definitely noticed a reduction in the lines by my eyes and my dark circles and puffiness is almost non-existent. Right. Cindy said, I love how my bags disappeared and the skin above my eyes tightened. It is magic. And Jennifer piped in and said, I love it. Enjoy. And that's the thing, is that everybody who tries Genucell loves Genucell. That's the thing about it.
It's a lot here. You know what
not
I mean?
So much
I love their
eyelet. Right here.
Not so much here and here, but more here.
Tommy Boy references are always appropriate.
Yeah, right. Like, oh God. Here.
But you guys, it is up to 65% off right now on their most popular package. It's at genucell.com/chicks. And if you use code chicks, you'll get an extra discount even on top of that
right.
at checkout.
It's true.
Hello.
It's true. And then they're also going to be like, God, you're so cool because you use the code chicks.
Right.
And who doesn't want to be
instant cred?
Who doesn't want the instant hashtag cred? Who doesn't want that? Come on.
Who?
I ask you. It's Tuesday, you guys. I'm feeling punchy, okay? I got like no sleep last night. There were storms here in Texas. Hallelujah for the storms, though, because I hate watering plants because I kill everything. So I was very excited that there were storms last night, even though it was like, you know, you have your eyes closed and you can see the lightning. That's what was happening all night last night.
You got to have a mask. You need a mask.
Right. Mock already turned me on to the earplugs. I basically sleep with earplugs now, but I could hear the storms even through the earplugs. But I have my eyes closed. I could see the storms. But listen, it was like resistance is futile. I could totally hear and see the storms last night. So if I seem a little punchy today, that's why. I apologize.
That's my favorite you.
Yes, Punchy Daisy. It's Punchy Daisy today. Hashtag Punchy Daisy. Anyways, I wanted to make sure everybody knows that we have an insiders and Facebook group. We have insiders, Facebook insiders, and then we also have locals. We have locals, chicksontheright.locals.com. These people are amazing. It's like where you're going to find the Morgans of the world.
Question before we get, because it's a big Kamala day today. Kamala had her big interview
with
Dana
Bash.
Oh my God, so excited. It was a disaster as always. But,
right.
I want to ask you because I found like an absolute demon from Libs of TikTok that she posted this just
terrifying
video of a terrifying human being. Do we do that first or do we save that? Because I kind of want to get it out of the way
demon.
It's so demonic.
Let's get the demon out of the way and then we'll cast her out. That's what we'll do.
Okay, that's perfect.
Right.
Okay, because this woman.
Is Shelly here? She's a pastor. She can help us and cast her out. Okay, all right.
You guys, this woman is a complete nutbag. And I'm not even going to play the whole thing over 2 minutes. You'll get the gist right away. But there's
all
something
right,
about her delivery, you guys, that makes me like literally scared. She's terrifying. Are you ready for this jelly?
I'm ready for this jelly. Here we go.
So we all see what has happened with this Roe versus Wade situation. We already knew this was how it was going to go down. Dear white women, listen. You're only playing this if you value your life is to shut the fuck up. Listen exclusively to Black, Brown, and Indigenous women, femmes, and non-men. Throw every resource you have and use your privilege to back us in every way.
Just us.
What the hell?
I just think she's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
I love that you're laughing at her. That makes me feel better because, like, I'm afraid.
I'm laughing. First of all, her hat and dress combo.
You know what it was from? Did it give you, like, sweetest thing vibes?
It wasn't even sweetest thing. It reminded me of Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. Do you remember? Do you remember when she was... That's what it reminded me of. I'm not at all. Like, it's seriously, she's supposed to scare me. Is that what she's...
I'm scared.
Really? Are you scared? Don't be scared.
I'm a little scared.
Come to my house. If the shit hits the fan, you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh my God.
It's all right.
She creeped me out beyond words.
Well, I mean, she is creepy, but she's, I mean, she's probably about 3 feet tall, you know? It's all right.
Yeah, she probably is pretty short. That's
it's
true.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. Time for Kamala.
Yes.
All right. So Kamala on the Dana Bash, whatever show that is. Kamala, she is dumb, you guys. She's so dumb for real. So there, I can't even count the number of times she said in terms of, which is her little tick, right? Like, it's what she uses when she's like, oh God, I have to fill 10,000 words into this segment.
Right.
So in this, and I have a couple of different clips of her because it was so hard to choose. This first one is about this idea that you may have heard about that some Democrats are currently pushing about offering vouchers, which are taxpayer funded, mind you, that means we are paying for them, vouchers for women in red states who make abortion illegal to travel to blue states to get their abortion. So they're gonna have taxpayers pay for the travel of women to get their abortions. This is their idea.
Okay, so like yesterday, because we recorded our deep dive, and I mentioned this when we talked in the context of corporations. Again, there's gonna be a whole like slew of people who take advantage of this because if, like, say I just wanted to go, you know what, I'm just gonna pretend that I'm getting an abortion. I'm gonna take advantage of this. And I just want to travel for free. So I'm going to say, how are they going to prove this crap? The government is useless when it comes to paper trails and actually doing anything of value, right? So there are going to be tons of women who say, I want to travel to California. I'm just going to go to wine country. And so I'm going to go on a trip to wine country. Or I'm going to go see my kids who happen to live in California. So I'm going to take a trip to California. I'm just going to lie and say I need an abortion. I can't get one here in Texas. So I'm going to go take a free trip on the taxpayer dime. Who's to say that people aren't going to do that? People will do that.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
They will. So Dana asked Kamala about this idea. And because Kamala is utterly incapable of doing her job in any way, she doesn't actually know the answer to this question. So she kind of just flubs through it. You'll hear it. Listen.
What about the idea of financial resources, some form of voucher for travel, childcare services, other forms of support for people, for women seeking abortions in states where it's not legal, but they just don't have the means to go elsewhere?
I think you're asking a very important point, making a very important point, which is what are the details that are going to go into ensuring that women have the ability to actually travel without impairment? And we know that on this issue, women who have access to resources will probably be far less impacted by this decision than women who don't have resources. So this is something that we are looking at.
She couldn't have just said, we're looking into that, the end.
No,
she just can't.
It had to be 10 minutes of this and that, and then impairment, blah, blah, bullshit, blah, blah. And then this is something that we're looking into. Oh my God. Thank you. 10 minutes later. Good Lord. Okay.
It's just nuts. Now, compare and contrast that to Secretary Becerra, who was asked a very similar question about that from a different reporter. I can't remember what station she's from. But he's much more, what's the word?
Direct.
I guess, yeah, I mean, he's more direct about it, even though you can tell that he's obviously keeping something close to his vest. He actually is much more forceful with his answer. Look at this.
You doing concretely in response to the court's decision to try to help women?
Well, we're working with centers like Planned Parenthood, so we are restoring funding for Title X, Family Planning Services. We are working with supporters on the ground to make sure that we are providing services to women where we can. We are looking into everything, including assisting in transportation, something that HHS doesn't typically do.
Can you do that legally?
Talk to me later.
That's a big question, right?
I always tell my team at HHS, if you've done your homework, then we have no right to do mild. And so we're going to be aggressive and go all the way. And I would tell you if you're recording, so I won't tell you. So
this is all on the record, yeah. Mr. Secretary.
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
Say that again?
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
Okay, so that's nice. Okay, so my question is, because I don't know the answer to this question. We pump, you know, like $500 million into Planned Parenthood every year. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Is that like a half billion? I'm pretty sure about that number. Like, does that end anytime soon? Because I don't feel right about paying that amount to that organization, because that organization sucks balls. So, I mean, I don't like that organization, but that doesn't end. I mean, we're still, okay, so that's the thing. So then what happens to Planned Parenthood in light of all of this? Like, what is going to happen to them? I'm just curious how that looks, what the landscape is with Planned Parenthood. You know, because there are Planned Parenthoods here. There are Planned Parenthoods in red states. There are Planned Parenthoods in places where they're probably not going to fare well in some of these areas, they'll probably thrive in other areas. So I'm just wondering what that looks like for them, you know?
I mean, maybe they'll have to actually start doing mammograms and other actual preventative care that's not baby killing.
It's a great, great point.
I have no idea. Because abortion is their bread and butter, man. So I don't know how they're going to survive without being able to do them in a lot of states that are not going to make that possible. So we'll see. Okay, Kamala, back to Kamala. There's another idea that I think Elizabeth Warren has tossed out there. AOC is a big proponent of it. And that is to build new centers, abortion providing centers on federal land in red states that otherwise are making abortions illegal or banning them. So if there's federal land in Texas, for example, and I'm sure there is, then they're talking, well, why don't we just build abortion providing centers on those lands, and then the state can't do anything about it, and it's still accessible in the state. So that is that's another plan. Now, there's a Democrat, like if you, Elizabeth Warren and AOC and others are adamant about, we're doing this, like this is something that we're gonna go ahead and do. And so Kamala was asked about that.
Can the administration expand abortion access or abortion services on federal land, meaning provide the access on federal land that might be in and around states that ban abortion?
I think that what is most important right now is that we ensure that the restrictions that the states are trying to put up that would prohibit a woman from exercising what we still maintain is her right, that we do everything we can to empower women to not only seek but to receive the care where it is available.
Is federal land one of those options?
I mean, it's not right now what we are discussing, but I will say that when I think about what is happening in terms of the states, we have to also recognize, Dana, that we are 130 odd days away from an election, which is going to include Senate races, right? Part of the issue here is that the court has acted, now Congress needs to act. But we, if you count the votes, don't appear to have the votes in the Senate. Well, there's an election happening in 130 odd days. I'm taking, for example, thinking of a Senate race in Georgia or North Carolina. There's the Senate race coming up just in a couple weeks in Colorado. And we need to change the balance and have pro-choice legislators who have the power to make decisions about whether this constitutional right will be in law, right? We say codified, put it in law so that there will be no ambiguity about it.
And I want to ask you about that.
Okay, so she didn't answer the question, right?
No,
she's freaking exhausting, this woman. Like, I'm exhausted listening to her. And speaking of codifying it, they had the chance to codify it when Obama was in office.
Oh my God, for decades. They've had multiple chances.
Right. Bill Clinton could have freaking codified this. So the Democrats failed on so many levels. So while they're all pissed off at Supreme Court, all these Supreme Court, they're pissed off at the right. They're pissed off at all of us. They're pissed off. You know, your golden boy, Obama, he told y'all he was going to do this. He made a promise to Planned Parenthood. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. And when they asked him, well, wait, aren't you going to do this when he got into office? And he was there for 8 freaking years. And he told them, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then they're like, well, wait, aren't you going to do this? And he's like, well, I mean, it's not a legislative priority. It's just not my priority. I mean, I'm too busy hanging out with George Clooney, y'all. It's just not a priority. I'm sorry. I mean, he told them he was going to do this and he didn't do it. So listen, I'm not saying I wanted him to do it. I'm just saying that they had ample opportunity to take care of this crap that they wanted to do. And they didn't do it because the Democrats don't do shit. You know what they do? They lie to their people and they talk in circles. Like they talk in circles, just like you saw Kamala doing. This is what they do. They never deliver. They don't do it. They don't do the delivering like you saw Trump did in 4 years. I mean, so it's on them. This is on them. They were in office. They had the chance. They lost their chance. Too bad. So sad. It's gone. Bye.
Before we get to another Kamala clip, because I do have two more. We do need to remind you, that time is going to run out on the slipper moccasin deal at mypillow.com/chicks. You guys, there are a finite number of slippers. This is what I'm talking about. Look at how gloriously furry and warm and cozy these are. These are the slippers, right? These are the full on, but there's also the slip on, the moccasins that have like the extra fur at the top. So much furry goodness, you guys. And they are on mega sale right now. You can save $90 on these things. It's a blowout sale, but it's not going to last forever. They will run out. So now is the time to go to mypillow.com/chicks. Use code chicks.
Your whole family wants them for Christmas. And also check us out on all the socials. We're everywhere at Chicks on Right. You can find us on Twitter fighting with celebrities. This is what Mock does like all the time. She fights with all the celebrities. Twitter, you can find us on Instagram at Chicks on Right. I put inappropriate memes out there all the time that half the time get taken down by the internet and God. And then, you know, we're on everywhere at Chicks on Right. So just follow us on all this. Okay.
Please do that. Okay. This next clip, this was a mind blower. This is one that I was just like, my head exploded when I saw this yesterday because Kamala was talking to moms of sons. And I was like, okay. So what message does this mom, stepmom, I should say, she's not a mom. What message does Kamala, the stepmom, have for me, a mom of a son, with respect to Roe v. Wade? This has got to be good. Here's what she said.
Got it. Everyone has something at risk on this. First of all, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have. Do think about it in the context of the fact that they wrote this decision, including concurring opinions, that suggests that other rights, such as the freedom to make decisions about when you were going to start a family, the freedom and the right to make decisions about contraception, IUDs, what this is going to mean in terms of in vitro fertilization.
Let me ask you about that because
I'm so bored with her. Like what? I seriously, when she starts talking, I get like, in 10 seconds, I start checking out and doing other stuff. I can't.
So many filler words.
Oh my God. Like, okay. So what does it mean for your son, Mom?
What it means for me and my son is that I'm just going to continue to raise him like an adult and tell him, hey, if you're going to have sex, which, you know, I don't really want you to do until you're married or at least super in love, then wrap it up. There's contraception galore available to you.
Right.
I mean, it's everywhere. Get yourself some. This nonsense, this fear-mongering that Kamala and others are trying to do that somehow contraception is going to be illegal is freaking batshit. And they need to stop because that's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't understand where that is coming from. It's coming from a place that we need to scare the crap out of everybody because it's ludicrous. Like, I don't, like what? They're just trying. This is a tactic that the Democrats have used forever is fear. Mm-hmm. This is what they do. This is how they get people. And I can't believe people aren't onto them at this point. I think some people are, I mean, there are a lot of people. This is why a million people changed their ticket from Democrat to Republican.
That's right.
Over the past year? Mm-hmm. A million people, you guys. 1 million. That's a lot. A million people said, you know what? These people are full of crap. And I'm changing. I'm changing to Republican. That's a lot of freaking people that have woken up. And I guarantee you that a lot of it has to do with the fact that they don't deliver and they lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of the lies come from a place of these people are trying to scare me. Well, what have they done? What have they done for me? Well, they've done a lot of yapping like Kamala does and not a lot of doing.
Well, and that's the thing is that they're apparently the plan is for Democrats to trot Kamala out as the person who's going to be the spokesperson on all the Roe v. Wade stuff. She's going to galvanize everybody to vote for Democrats.
She's the abortion czar.
The problem, as we mentioned, is that they have had decades to codify this. So if her sales pitch is going to be vote Democrats so that we can save Roe v. Wade,
right. Why
should any Democrat believe them?
Nothing. Exactly. They've had all their people, all the same people that they, like you said, that they've galvanized, all these wonderful people that they put into office, all the beacons on the hill. You know, the Clintons, the Obamas, all of these people that they look up to and they think are like the greatest people. And now they've got Biden and Kamala and they think they're going to do it. Dude, y'all had all the people that you loved. I mean, these people are like the bottom of the barrel that you had to scrape to go against Trump. And the only reason that they won is because, you know, I mean, you put him in there and it's like people hated Trump so much. That's the only reason that they squeaked by. And I mean, I think we all know why they won. Mm-hmm. But I mean, beyond that, it's like you think that they're actually going to be able to codify anything. They can't. It's too late at this point. You had your shot and it's done. And so get over it. This is just the way that it's going to be. And so I honestly think that the elections in 2022 and 2024 are still going to be a red wave. I really believe that.
Oh, I hope so. Because, man.
I do.
I just don't see how it can get worse.
I really believe that because I still believe that there are people that are thinking rationally. And, you know, I think, like you said yesterday, there's still a lot of time between now and the election mm-hmm. and the elections, you know. There's still a lot of time. And this, you know, abortion is it's a big issue for people, but it's not the only issue.
Right.
There are so many other issues that are affecting people's everyday lives. And from, you know, like a kitchen table standpoint, there are people out there who are suffering economically, and you cannot just erase that. You can't just say, okay, well, abortion is going to be everything. It's not everything. It's mm-hmm. just not.
That cannot
be the only issue.
One more clip of Kamala, and then we will move on to other important things because there's a lot. This is just a really quick clip of her being absolutely unable once again to articulate a plan about how to combat gas prices. Watch.
Anything else you can do to help bring down the cost of gas?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's just say that this is a very real issue. And we have to do something about it. And it's one of our highest priorities as an administration.
Really? Is it real? Because it's not real for them. It's not real for them because Biden was at what, the G7 thing? And he was talking about wind and you know, all this other crap, all the climate change talking points. This is what they talk about. He wasn't talking about drilling, you know, because what? And why are they so averse to doing that? Why are they not talking about drilling here? Why can't we do that?
Because of the climate crazies. That's why.
And because that would solve the problem. Why can't we talk about solving the actual problem right here, right now? Why can't we do that? Listen, we can still talk about wind and solar and all the other stuff. Like, it's not like people on our side of the aisle are unwilling to talk about that stuff. We can talk about it. That's cool. Wind and solar are fine. I mean, like, it's not like I'm opposed to that stuff. I'd love to have solar panels on my house. It'd be great if I could freaking afford it, you know? But the thing is that like, we need to solve the problem right now. Like, we're bleeding. It's kind of like, you know, you're bleeding out and then you're talking about all these other things when all you have to do is just put a tourniquet on there. It's like, they don't want to put the tourniquet on. They want to talk about flowers and sunshine when I'm like, dude, I'm bleeding out. Can you please just apply the tourniquet? They won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand these people. Like, they're irrational because they live in a place where they're not affected by this stuff. they don't have to pay for gas. They don't have to worry about any of these issues that you and I and all these people listening have to worry about. And that is not okay. When you're in a place where you don't have to worry about this stuff and you're so disconnected from reality, you need to not be in charge anymore, ever.
For real. Can we just make that happen, please?
Right.
Get them out of office. And you guys, you would think that when there's tangible evidence of Biden absolutely lying about the fact that he never had any idea what Hunter was doing with his business dealings. I never talked to my son about his business dealings. When new evidence in the form of a voicemail from Joe Biden to Hunter comes out where Biden is literally saying, "Hey, pal," he calls Hunter pal.
Oh my God.
I see that Times article about your whole China business dealing. Looks like you're in the clear. Obviously, when he says something like that on voicemail to Hunter Biden, he's well aware of the business dealings and how bad they look, right? But like, I mean, there's just not very many people talking about this voicemail. We've got it, we'll play it, but I just cannot believe the lack of attention that it's getting. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
And they still trust him. They still trust him. They trust him on handling the economy. They trust him on handling everything. They trust him on handling the border. They trust him. These people still think that he is a trustworthy guy. He's not. He's a filthy, filthy liar. And he's lying. He's lying to you. So everything that comes out of his face is a big lie. I mean, why? This is the thing. They talk about Trump being a liar. Trump was like the most transparent guy. He like hurt people's feelings with his lies. And they didn't like that. They hated that he was so non-lie-y. You know what I mean? The guy told all the truths and they couldn't handle it. They were so butthurt over it. They were like, no, but we're so used to being lied to because this is what politicians do. They lie. Yeah, well, you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle the truth. And so they got this other guy. They got Biden back in office to tell them all the lies. And this is where they're comfortable. They feel safe and comfortable with all the lies. And look at what it's done. You know, now we're in a world of hurt again, like the most hurt I think we've ever been in, at least in my lifetime. This is the most hurt we've ever been in. And this is visible proof that he is a total liar, and they all put their heads right up their butts.
So here it is. It's really quick, but this is the voicemail that was released yesterday. Again, things from that laptop just keep trickling out. I don't know why there continues to be like new revelations. Just release all the Kraken. You know what I mean? Just put
release
it out there,
it.
Like in WikiLeaks form, let the reporters go to town on it, the good ones, not the losers who are just going to ignore this story, but just let everybody have access to all the things and let's reveal it all at one time. Here is the voicemail.
Hey, pal's dad. It's 8:15. On Wednesday night, if you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
Yeah, I think you're in the clear about the Times article. This was in 20. That voicemail, by the way, was from 2018. So it's not like that terribly long ago. Okay, so he's well aware. For him to pretend that there was no, I had no idea. The only thing Hunter and I talk about is golf. Give me a break.
Oh my God. Yeah. I know nothing about his dealings. Just know nothing about them. Yeah. But you're in the clear, buddy. Unbelievable. Yeah. And this is the thing. And they'll listen, they will rationalize this. They will spin it. They will do whatever they can to make it look like, oh no, he knew nothing about it. Bunch of crap. This family is so corrupt. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's over there smoking crack with prostitutes, underage ones.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to see here, you guys.
This is all fine.
This family is just great. Family's on the up and up. And then they'll point fingers at the Trump family. Oh, they're so terrible. It's not bad. They should go to jail. Wow. Okay. Okay. Unreal.
Last clip before we get to Daisy's sack of whack for today is a panel discussion happening that includes S.E. Cupp, who I often forget exists as a person. But then she was part of this panel and she is trying to say that she thinks the GOP is basically on its way out. It's dying a death right now because of how messed up it is. The GOP, she's saying.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say this. I almost did not recognize her until I saw that it is her. Okay. I'm just putting that out there. I'm not saying anything else about it.
All right. I can't wait to see this. Okay.
That Brianna asked, I think, is the right one. It's sort of now now that the anti-abortion activists got what they wanted, right, which is to overturn Roe versus Wade, what happens now politically, do you think?
It's hard to imagine the Republican Party surviving this. Between anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ, book banning, anti-democracy, I mean, add all the regressive bullshit, to this, I don't take that back. Add it all together, and I don't know who's left in the future and future generations to be drawn to this party.
Oh my God. Yeah, because, okay, Estee Cupp. First of all, her name is okay. She's the one who's best friends with Meghan McCain, right? I've never understood that whole dynamic. I just don't. Is the alternative being in a party that believes in, you know, drag queens hanging out with little kids and, you know, critical race theory in our schools, dividing our kids. And, you know, just like, seriously though, and basically freaking communism, Essie. Yeah. That's the alternative. That's the Democrat Party. She's out of her mind, because I honestly cannot wait to see her on election night, when she's on CNN and she's on the panel, and to see her little head go boop.
Well, I wish somebody in that moment would have said, hey, did you know that 1 million people just changed their registration from Democrat to Republican? How would you respond to that, Essie?
Head up their asses. Head up their asses, Ma. This is the thing. Because you remember when there was that, remember on the election night when Trump won? Do you remember when they were all like, this is not happening. What? I just don't, this is not, what? This can't be, because they all were freaking out. Same thing, I think, is going to happen in 2022 and 2024. We're seeing such a huge wave of Hispanics that are now Republicans here in Texas. And they heads up their butts. They don't want to see it. They just don't. They're like, la, 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 no, no, la, la. Because Hispanics are like, wait a second, we've talked about this before. I'm conservative, you know, because people in the Republican Party have finally talked to me and told me that, you know, oh, I get it now, because they've reached out, because we suck at communication. We're finally communicating with these people. That's all it takes, is to communicate with some of these demos that we've not communicated with before. Plus, they're getting affected by Democrat policies. And when you're actually affected at the cellular level by these policies, and you're like, this is not working for me, these people are not helping me, and then you look and you're like, wait, that party over there can actually help me, they actually care about me, they're actually going to do something for me, it's people are switching, and it's, yeah, these people don't want to be communists. It's like, this, that's what they are.
It was just the most, I felt like she was living in some sort of alternate universe when I heard her say that. But also, have you noticed how miserable and angry she always looks? Always.
Yes.
Just miserable.
Most Democrat women are. I mean, they really are. Feminists are. Look at the case studies, the Alyssa Milanos, the Demi Lovatos, all of these women that, like, they seem so fine, and then they turn feminist, and then they're just rabid, and they're so unbelievably unhappy. But that's the thing. And Essie Cupp does live in a different world. I mean, these are the women that are in those, like, Washington circles. If you get to Washington, or you get to, you know, one of those, like, liberal meccas, you do live in another world. You're not affected by any of this stuff. Like, you are here, and then the rest of the world is here. And we're actually affected by all of these policies, and we feel it. And they somehow are not feeling it. Like, they're not living amongst the minions, I guess.
The normals.
I don't know. Right. They're elite. They're elite, and they don't feel it. So, I mean, good for her. She's not feeling what we're all feeling, but I guess, you know, she's going to understand when the election comes around and she sees some of the results, and she'll be maybe a little bit shocked, but the GOP is not going away, lady. Not going away.
We just got 1 million new registrations, the SE.
Right. Wow.
Oh my God. And just in time to remind everybody to make sure that they take advantage of the great offer from My Patriot Supply. If you go to preparewiththechicks.com, you can save $150 on the 3-month emergency food kit. This is the kit that you can store for 25 years. It's chock full of delicious, good food. And you know that you're protected in the event of a disaster, a shortage, an emergency, whatever. Yeah. You know you've got emergency food supply on hand that will not go bad. And it's also delicious. Why would you not want to have that peace of mind? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
get it. And you need to do it. You need to do it because you in danger, girl.
That's right. You in danger, girl.
It's true.
Make sure you got your food kit. Preparewiththechicks.com. All right. What is in your sack of wax?
Okay. This one is inappropriate, but I really thought it's so inappropriate. Let me see if I can read this. Okay.
Had your wives.
I can't read it. You guys, my glass, I have to pick different glasses. Okay. Okay. These are better. All right. So a scientist has warned that men's penises are shrinking. And it could have a huge effect on mankind's survival.
What? Right?
I know. So junk is shrinking, you guys. So this is an award-winning scientist. She has made a shocking revelation that could shake humanity to its core. Penises are shrinking.
Why?
Her name is Dr. Shanna Swan. I don't know. There's all sorts of reasons that she put into her study, you know, about like... you know, just different things. And I can get to that in a second. She wrote a book, it's called Countdown. And she believes like microplastics and pollutants and all this kind of stuff are causing the feminization of society. Penis size has weirdly often been a keen topic of conversation in locker rooms, but she feels like this is an even bigger problem. It's a global existential crisis. And she's pointed to like the growing number of toxic chemicals, and she's actually like studied over the years how men's penis size is in fact shrinking. Okay.
How has she studied this? I need to know the process.
Because I guess people, I'm not sure exactly about the process, but people have reported like she's taken, I guess a group of men groups of men in countries. And I will tell you, like, there are certain countries who like in, men, their penis size is bigger in certain countries over other countries. The United States, we were 59th on the list of 86 countries. Yikes!
Wow.
The average penis size in the U.S. is 5.35 inches. I find that very interesting.
What's the number one country? Like, where is it?
Ecuador.
Really?
Yeah, the average penis size in Ecuador is 6.93. And I don't know if that's erect or not. I know you guys are going to ask me that, and I'm not sure if that's... Oh, no, it is erect. It is. So Ecuador is the most. Cameroon is 2. I can give you the top. I'll give you the top 5. Ecuador, Cameroon, Bolivia, Sudan, Haiti, Senegal, Gambia, and Cuba are the top 7. Oh, the Netherlands is 8. I thought that was France is 11. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, wow. I mean, like I think Finland beats us, right? Poland beats us. Poland actually beats us. You're from Poland, and they beat us.
I do not have a penis, though.
I know so. You don't, but your dad does. I mean, your dad.
I really don't want to think about that.
I'm just saying. Yeah, but like your boy is part Polish. I'm just saying. Like
that's true.
I'm just saying he's of Polish descent. So there's that. But anyways, I just thought this was like a super interesting. There's a bunch of feminization of our culture too.
That's without a doubt.
You and I have talked about that, and I just find it very interesting that she says that like the manly species is endangered. And I thought, well, this is interesting because we've talked about that, and we've talked about manliness being endangered, and so. I just thought, you know, this is a really interesting thing that, you know, it's not just manliness. Their penises are actually getting smaller.
It's
all connected. And testosterone, and actually Tucker Carlson has done studies on testosterone levels dropping all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It all ties together
for sure.
Right. This is all really fascinating. So, I mean, it's like, I know we can be crude about it and we can, you know, but also it's very fascinating. And this is kind of concerning for the, you know, for all of us. Okay, you guys, everybody bring it in. It's gonna be a great Tuesday.
Is he up?
It's gonna be a great, neither one of them is up.
Oh my gosh, you guys, they didn't get the cue.
There's so much mud on my floor right now. I can't even, it's hard for me to even look back there. You guys, are you up? It's bring it in. Hey, bring it in, everybody.
There we go.
Well, Astrid, fat Astrid's getting up. She goes, oh, she's like, oh, God, I don't want to get up. I really want to. Are you going to get up and say hello to everybody? All right. Yeah. Everybody have a wonderful day. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Much of the media does not cover some of the most important news of the day. I'm Byron York with The Byron York Show, and in my latest episodes, I talk about how illegal border crossings are becoming a huge political problem, historic numbers. As this Biden versus Texas lawsuit heats up, you may not even know about that. How Biden's age is becoming a serious concern among Democrats who are now talking about it in the open. Don't forget to download and subscribe to my daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue, just the ones you most need to know. You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.